Welcome everybody to another episode of Explore Škoda podcast. Today we are right in the center of Škoda headquarters. And I have here one of the very first Škoda Superb and one still camouflaged, the brand new Škoda Superb. Today I will also have a special guest who is Michal Velebný, coordinator of restorations in Škoda Museum. So I have many questions. I bet you are curious. Let's go. Here is Mr. Michal Velebný.
Hello.
Hello, very nice to meet you. Thank you for having us. Mr. Velebný, you are the specialist. You are the one who I want to talk with. Let's start right from the beginning. Tell me, please, where did the name Superb appear from?
The Superb name was shown for the first time in diary of director Mr. Karel Hrdlička in 1934. When he was searching a new name for new model. It was first called Škoda 640, and he assigned to that the name Superb.
Okay. In the last episode, I have asked, what does Škoda Kodiaq mean for the Škoda? And here I'm much more interested. What does Škoda Superb mean for Škoda Auto?
The Škoda Superb is from the beginning the flagship of the mark. So in 1934, Škoda came out with a new model row, Škoda Popular, Škoda Rapid, Škoda Favorite, and the top class, Škoda Superb. So Superb was always on the top.
Who could actually afford this Škoda Superb back in the day?
Yeah, in that time, those cars were used by members of government, by bankers, owners of companies, and also in diplomacy.
Speaking of diplomats, do you know what is maybe the most exotic land where could I see Škoda Superb?
Yeah, the most far location was Argentina.
That's pretty far, actually. Okay, and as we know, the embassies are still using Škoda Superb cars, so I bet the brand new one will there be as well.
For sure.
Speaking of the new one and seeing the old one, tell me, Michal, please, is there any heritage or maybe legacy that the old one definitely gives to the new one?
It's the name and is the space.
That's true, actually, that's true, because I know from the new one and also from this very brand new one, which was still not presented to public, I can really put my leg above the other and same as the old one. True. In these days, everywhere we got plenty of reviews from new cars. And how was it back then in the 1930s? Was there also like many reviews or car magazines? And how was it accepted from the public?
The media in that time were very curious about the name and if the car has really these qualities as the name tells. So they tested and the recensions were very good and the car was top on the class from the quality of drive, from the view of spacious interior, from the quality of materials in the interior, and from the easy maintain and drive of it.
Okay, speaking of the qualities and top class, was there anything, any technologies brand new for the Škoda Superb in 1930s?
In 1934, Škoda Superb came with new chassis, common type of with smaller brothers, Škoda Popular, Škoda Rapid and Škoda Favorite, and it was the new backbone frame with independent suspension, which was very fine for drive comfort.
So we could say it was faster, better handling. I surely expect that from the new one, actually, because this is an area I know absolutely nothing about. How was it with the production and prices? How many cars were sold and for how much?
The Škoda Superb was produced between 1934 to 1938 with a side valve engine in the quantity of 600 pieces, and later was produced from 1938 to 48 with OHV engine in quantity of 275 pieces.
Because the war stopped it for a
exactly.
while.
So let's talk about the price. In 1935, when Škoda Superb was introduced, the cost of such a limousine version was 69,000 Czechoslovak crowns. Mm-hmm. And in comparison, the smallest car in model row, Škoda Popular, costs 17,900 Czechoslovak crowns. So the Superb was 3.5-4 times more expensive.
Okay, that's kind of better these days. So we can say the new Superb is more affordable.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
As we know now, there are many countries that are producing car parts. And how was it with the old one? Was everything made here in Czechoslovakia back then? Or was there something we could get from Germany or other countries?
In that time, practically 99% of the car was made here, mm-hmm. right in Mladá Boleslav. In that time, we purchased just electric lights, magnetos, dynamos, mm-hmm. and things like this. So everything, other parts were produced here.
Produced and made here in Mladá Boleslav.
Directly in Mladá Boleslav. Mm-hmm. Some special bodyworks were produced in other bodybuilding workshops, mm-hmm. Like in Prague by Uhlík, mm-hmm. or in Vysoké Mýto by Sodomka. It was the ambulance version, so, mm-hmm. or so, but it was few pieces.
Lovely. Michal, because we all know there are really many of the new Superbs. You can see them really every day, like 20 of them. How is it with the old ones? How many are they?
Yeah, they were produced in quantity 800, 900 at all. Mm-hmm. And nowadays we know about 10, 15 pieces.
Okay, so it's a very, like, very big rarity.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing. Even I was the owner of Škoda Superb.
Congratulations.
And I remember the enormous, how spacious it was. That was absolutely amazing. I see the old one is the same. It's very spacious, but I want to see it for myself. I want to touch it. Can we go and see it?
Let's have a look.
Okay, perfect. Michal, I'm absolutely amazed. It's such a piece of a beautiful car. The name we know, but tell us the year and everything you know about the car.
Okay, so it's Superb, the second series. It's from 1936. Mm-hmm. It has enlarged capacity of the engine from 2.5 to 2.7. Mm-hmm. It has 65 horsepower. It's 6-cylinder in row, mm-hmm. Behind the front axle, gearbox and driven rear wheels. We can see enough space for the driver, mm-hmm. but much more space for the persons which were...
I see it I'm looking forward to sit in.
It's really a luxury car. And at the back is also space from some baggage.
Okay, let's see that later. And also I have a question, because now it's pretty common that there's a new model and in 2, 3, 4 years there are a facelift. How was it in the 30s, in 1930s? Was it the same, like every 2 years a new facelift? Or
In 30s were the changes a little bit quicker, faster. Mm-hmm. The new Superb in 1935 was with a little bit more eggy grille. This version was used 1936 to 38. In 38 came a little bit different grille at the front, and in 1939, completely new design, more common with American cars.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I guess now we can go to the trunk.
Yeah. Let's have a look. So, here is the trunk.
Okay, Michal, can I open it, please?
Let's try.
Because I bet I've never opened such an old car.
Both left side.
Okay, I'm sorry. Now, the first mistake. I hope I won't destroy anything.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Pretty heavy, actually.
Yeah, because of spare wheel integrated in. Mm-hmm. You can see the space is pretty large, but mm-hmm. nowadays we have twice or maybe three times larger.
Sure. Also, twice or three times more things. Michal, tell me please, because everything looks pretty new, as from the factory, I would say. This one particular, is it original or was it restored? Where did it came from actually in Škoda Auto Mladá Boleslav?
Yeah, the car is used and in last few years restored. The restoration was finished 2 years ago, but in museum collection it came in 70s. Mm-hmm. Of last century. It was in our depository and it waited for its time. The car ended its career in the 60s as a taxi car, and so it was pretty tired.
I'm really amazed. I'm really amazed. You can get a feeling that it's old and vulnerable. Actually not. Actually not. Everything is fit and heavy. I can close it and I'm not worried to bounce the door a little bit. It's really awesome.
Everything is done from best materials, and everything is done during the restoration from materials which were used in original by time in that time by production.
Talking about original, I'm amazed about paint. It's metallic paint. And tell me, is the paint original? Back in the days were also metallic paints?
Yeah, it's less known that metallic paints are here already from 20s of last century. In 30s, Škoda offer in standard production 8 normal colors and 4 metallic colors. And from our archive, we found that this car was produced in this silver metallic color.
Absolutely beautiful. I think we got it from outside, so let's hop in.
Okay, let's go.
Wow, Michal, I'm absolutely astonished about the space, about this interior. It's amazing. And all the materials, the wood is real wood, and it's so comfortable. Amazing.
Yeah, it's made from best materials. Speaking of the materials, here is real exotic wood. And in coming new Superb, there are some really nature materials, some recycled materials. So we are slightly going back to the nature.
Okay. Michal, tell me please, is in the interior something you would call the simply clever?
Yeah, here are some small features, but one is bigger. It's this small seat. If you take for a trip your children,
okay,
with one simple move, you have another seat
okay
for them.
Okay, it's almost like in a bus.
Yeah.
So you can very quickly you can make another seat row. But
or
I think also I can put my feet on, right?
Exactly.
Oh, good. It's pretty good actually. Michal, tell me please, how did you get this job of the main restoration coordinator in Škoda Museum?
Yeah, it was my dream all life to help restore the history of Škoda company. It's maybe because it's in my DNA, because my family is here for third generation.
Okay.
And we begin here in 1925, and my grandfather started to work for Laurie and Clement company, and later he be member of department of construction of design of bodyworks. So maybe some drawings to this Superb from 1935 was done by him.
Oh, wait, so this car could have really some legacy or some touch from your grandfather?
Probably, yes.
That's absolutely amazing. What a beautiful heritage. Michal, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
You too.
So, and that's all for today. Thank you very much for watching. Don't forget to follow us, write comments, ask anything you are interested in, and see you next time from the world premiere of the all-new Škoda Superb.